Eita eita hola hola Zimbabwe muhle ndeyipiko ama dzangu ndinomgamuchira imchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami u Mike Hove. Welcome welcome all to your youth forum, Studio 7's very own youth program that tackles anything and everything youth related eZimbabwe. Lamhlanje today folks is 16th of April 2019. Welcome to your youth forum. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, welcome, welcome, Zimbabwe Muhle, ndinomgamuchira imchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Zimbabwe Muhle, first order of business. Before we get into today's program, I want to thank uMavelas Mhlanga Nyahuye njalo uStandekile Mhlanga for holding down the fort last week. Unfortunately, I was on vacation, you know, we all have to take a break. So, but I am back. Lamhlanje kuhlelo dadzoka ndadzoka zvekare tiripo pachirongwa. Nasi chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection. Nasi muchirongwa we are tackling an issue iyo yanetsa yashungurudza vanhu vechidiki abantu vasakulayo uko kuZimbabwe, nyaya ye drug abuse. Hey, nyaya ye bronco, nyaya ye mbanje intsango. Yanetsa vanhu vakawanda kuZimbabwe. Hilo ludaba esikhangelo lokuthinta lamhlanje kuhlelo. So, Zimbabwe Muhle, an American media outlet we're going to call it Vice. That's the name of the media outlet based in New York. Recently did a documentary in Zimbabwe based on bronchial addiction. Ibronko, enengi labantu bayayazi. According to one of the people they interviewed, Umnumzana uHilton Nyamukapa of the Zimbabwe Liberties Drug Network, abantu abasakhulayo, the youths of Zimbabwe are doing this for various different reasons. One of them being stress management. Now, when we're talking about stress, we're talking about several different issues. Some stress because of university issues, some stress because of unemployment issues, several different issues. They believe ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo vanhu are taking drugs to manage their stresses. Now, in a country whereby the economy is in tatters and 90%, there's currently a 90% unemployment rate, many youths are actually saying ukuthi isu sevechidiki we're rushing to drugs because kuna mabasa munyika. Tamboisa WhatsApp message vanhu vakawanda vatonyora izvozvo. I see the other different reasons which I'm looking forward to talking to my guests as to who are going to attest as to why youths are rushing to drugs. According to the Zimbabwean government, no official studies have been conducted to quantify the scope of the issue, which has led to several different organizations giving their own assessments. The results produced by different organizations vary, but highlight one main thing, that is the amount of young people who are taking drugs. The amount of young people are kuputa zvinodhakwa, vachinwa zvinodhakwa, abapuza utshwala, abatathi zvidhakamizwa is very, very high. According to Hilton Nyamukapa, the information gathered by his organization points that more than 50% of abantu abasakhulayo vanhu vechidiki kuZimbabwe are taking drugs. That means one in every two youths in Zimbabwe are taking drugs. Today on our program, we touch on the issue that's slowly becoming a plague in Zimbabwe. Ngiphindile ngachasisa ngathi ibronco, ngiphinde ngathatha ngathinta udaba lwe cannabis, imbanje, insango, imaragata, msombodi, ategutegu, z. Those are just some of the popular drug substances that abantu abasakhulayo are taking ngale eZimbabwe. Stay tuned, Zimbabwe Muhle. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, that's the issue that we're looking to touch. And if you're looking to find out more about the consequences of the issue, stay tuned. Ngiyanqonqa ukuthi lamhlanje kuhlelo, I'm going to be talking to some panelists who are qualified to talk on the issue. We're also looking towards bringing in some young people who have had experience with drug usage. +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. Kuhlelo lamhlanje. Kodwa you can also text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. For our radio fanatics, sikona ku radio. We're broadcasting as we speak on 909 medium wave frequency, 4930 6080, njalo ku 15460 kilohertz. We also cater for those that love streaming on the internet. We're on our three web web pages, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, sikhonanjalo ku www.voandebele.com. We also post our news there. So labo abathanda indaba zethu, those people vanofarira nhau dzedu, vanogara vachichema chema, go to our web pages, that's where you'll find it. Lastly, we're streaming on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, njalo sikhona ku VOA Shona. So those that love it, please fagana ma likes, palana ma comments, nyorai ma comments, nyorai ma number, pindai mchirongo nasi mchirongo.
Hey, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Yes, when a DJ Skyver announcing Gomega, DJ Skyver Uti Imali Ekolo. Shout out to DJ Skyver for letting us use his song. At Big Mike 3 is the Twitter username. If you're looking to converse with me, nkona ku Twitter njalo ku Instagram at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3. Ogotwa ogwamanje for the next 45 to 50 minutes. Sikona lapa emakasini etu amathathu, VOA Shona. Tiripo zvakare pa VOA Studio 7. Tiripo zvakare pa VOA Shona. The relationship between the current state of the Zimbabwean economy and the alarming amount of youths who are consuming drugs as a stress management mechanism is the topic for tonight. Let's head over to one of the mothers. She's also a political activist, Linda Masarira, who had a conversation last year with one of our correspondents, Kirimu Dzamiri, about the issue of drug abuse and how it's affected her household. Let's take a look.
My name is 18. Gore rapfuura akangotanga kusataura nekutamba nevanhu navake. Pandakatanga kuongorora izvi kuti pane zviri kuitika pane mwana wangu, ndakada kuzivisisa kuti ari kutamba nani, chii chiri kuitika muupenyu hwake, nekuti mwana mudiki uye munhu akanyarara wekuti haungatange kufungira kuti pamwe ari kumwa doro kana kuti ari kuita zvinhu zvisina kutsarukana. Asi rimwe zuva ndabvawo kumushando wangu wemaoko, ndakasvika ndikamuwana akarara akatakura sechero pleti iri mumaoko. Ndokubvunza vanin'ina vake kuti chii zvanzi, akastika. Mozovawo isusu nevanhu sevanhu vanosorwa vachiita mumabasa edu, nechokonzwa kuti munhu akastika, munhu akastika, ndopandakatanga kufunga kuti kustika munhu anenge achimwa chibhuroko. Kudedza kumutsa munhu haana kuita sei, haana kumuka. Ndopandakaona ndandine dambudziko rapinda mwi mumusha. Ndakaedza kutaura naye, kukurukura naye semwana wangu, dangwe rangu, kuti togadzirisa sei zviri kunetsa, kuti nei ari kumwa zvinhu zvakadaro aairamba. Svika musi wandakazoona kabhodhoro kebhurongo mubedhurumu make. Ndikaedza zvakare kugara naye pasi nichedza kumuonesa kuti gwara raanga achida kutora harina tsarukano, harina upenyu. Kuchikoro uku ndoziva kuti vanosangana nevakasiyana siyana vachifurirana zvakasiyana siyana. Sendakaedza nepandaigona kuti ndione semwana wangu kuti gwara raanga achida kutora ranga risiririro. Hapana kupera mwedzi yakawanda, raundi July, zvinhu zvakatanga kungonyangarika mumba. TV yakaenda, malaptopu, kunosvika kumapleti chaiwo, machira chaiwo ekufuga. Akapedzesera chaiwo akutora nemaketeni, maspunu. Musi wekutozopedzisera wandazogumbuka wanga uri muna September, wakatora nyama yese mufriji akanotengesa. Ndakaedza kutenderera marare nichiedza kutsvaga kuti kune nzvimbo here yaangabatsirikane, ndakaishaya. Ndo pandakaedzawo kuti nendoonana Ministry of Youth nichibvunza kuti hazvigoneki here kuti tikwanise kuumbiridza imba yekuti vakomana nevasikana vari kumwazvo zvakaita sana bhurongo izvozvo, vana mangemba vari kuputa mbanje, vagone kubatsirikana, nekuti nzvimbo iyoyoyo iri kudikanwa muno muZimbabwe sanezuro. ndakazozvitorawo kuti yava responsibility kuti ndipindewo kana munzvimbo dzakaita semarocation ndonoti chii chiri kuitika nenyaya iyoyi yemadrugs. Ndakanoona zvaipfuura zvandaitoti zvakaoma mumba mangu. Ndopa ndakaona kuti saka tine generation iri kutorasika. Asi nenyaya yekuti hatisi kuzvidzamisa mukati mepfungwa dzedu sevabereki kuti togadzirisa sei nyaya iyi. Zvinhu izvi zvichiramba zvichienderera, zvichipedza vana vedu vanofanirwa vari vatungamiriri vamangwana, vanofanirwa vachizotakurwa nyika inogoenda mberi. Pakazonetsawo vana vaGrace Mugabe, vakazobudawo pachena kuti vana vanga vakuitawo zvemadrugs. Ndopa ndakaona kuti yatova tsaona yapararira neZimbabwe. Inoda kuti gare pasi semadzimai kutobatsira vana vedu sei. Panguva yatiri haisi nguva yekuti tingada kupomerana mhosva kuti pamwe pana amai vakatadza kurera, pana baba vakatadza kurera, nekuti pachirungu anoiti it's a societal ill. Chinhu chatova mukati medu, mukati menyika ino yeZimbabwe, kuti vanakomana, vanasikana vechidiki vari kushaya mabasa, vapedza kudzidza, havana zvekuita, vanopedzisira vakungomwa izvo zvinhu zvinodhaka izvi kuti vavaraidze nguva yavo. Gwara chairo riri pakuti hurumende yedu ikwanise kuvhura marehabilitation center kuti vana ava vakwanise kugadziriswa, vadzidziswe mabasa emaoko kuti vagone kuzviriritira. Chechipiri, kunodawo zvakare kuti isu vabereki tigone kunosangana, tidhimande zvinhu izvi kubva kuhurumende yedu. Nokuti katadza kuti tigadzirise zvinhu izvi isu vabereki, ramangwana revana vedu rakatiipira. Ramangwana redu tachembera, hatina anozotichengeta. Saka chitsvambe chiri kwatiri kuti toumbiridza sei vana vedu ava.
Nangu Nkosazana Linda Masarira, she's a prominent political activist. She's very prominent in the political field in Zimbabwe. Uya asho kuti lai umntwana wake is one of the people who was affected ngenxa yokuthi wayethatha izidakamizwa, and of course it led to him he started stealing things endlini and more. Ulinda also touched on several different issues in the city. Ubona ngani ayi kuqhakathekile ukuthi uhulumende athathe inyathelo lokusiza abantu abasakhulayo abakhangelane lodubo lokuthatha izidakamizwa elizweni. However, the issue of drug abuse amongst Zimbabwean youth in Zimbabwe has led to government and, of course, the Roman Catholic Church taking action by launching alcohol and anti-drug campaigns, which happened early on this year. Lucky for us, a VOA correspondent, Ukolambas Mavunga, was on the ground to capture the action. Let's take a look.
Less than 3 in 10 young Zimbabweans have steady jobs. Many are idle and see no economic opportunity. For some, that leads to problems with alcohol and drugs. Catholic Church leaders, community activists, and the Minister of Health are launching a campaign to warn youths about drug and alcohol abuse and how it hurts a person physically and mentally. President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government says it cannot deal with the problem on its own.
Alcohol and substance use is a rising problem in all of Africa and also in Zimbabwe, and it's become one of our top 3 diagnoses that we're seeing in our mental health units, so it's becoming a problem. There haven't been many national surveys on this problem, but from other nations, substance use can, it's a combination of factors. It's a multifactorial problem.
Youth are susceptible to peer pressure and can easily gain access to drugs, says Dr. Wafam. Once hooked on drugs, they also become more likely to engage in criminal activities. This 20-year-old asked us not to film him when he was smoking cannabis. He says drug use would fall if more people could find employment.
We are going nowhere. Even if we are to look kuma streets, there are some other people who are damaged. 50% of the youths in the streets, they can't even work. Their life are distracted from drugs and so forth.
This Catholic Church hosts activities for young people to keep them busy and away from drugs.
within our hall, the way it is structured, upstairs we are creating what we call a study center for the young people. We are finishing it. Then we have the computers. We have also started like what we call the sports for the young people. We've created a volleyball pitch. We've created also a netball pitch here as well for the young people that and they are free. They, during their free time, they can be engaged in sports everywhere here. So at least with that, we are removing them from being just idle.
While those activities might help, when these young people have finished playing, they still find themselves unemployed. And the temptation of drugs and alcohol remains strong. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
Now, Columbus Mavunga, siyabonga, siyabonga. Columbus, thank you so much for your correspondence and for your report. One of the issues that are faced by drug abusers, elizweni lethu, is that those that are caught smoking drugs are immediately arrested, which, according to Hilton Nyamukapa, isn't helping much. Nonetheless, let's take a look. Ukuthi yena assistant, Detective Assistant Inspector Majaha Mkwananzi, had to say about udaba lolu lokubhema insango and more.
Yeah, kimi mbona thina abazali sifikelwe yisikhathi sokuthi abantwana bakhula ezindlini ngesikhathi njalo. Laba abathengisa izidakamizwa sebe sibone njengemarket engathi njengemarket labo elokubisa izinto zabezidakayo. So kwenzakale njalo asikwanisi kumbe asikwanisanga ukuthi sibambe abantu babethu bengazami la singathi ukutesta lokuyana uku-experimenta kumbe ukuhlangana lama-drugs. Uhlupho lwama-drugs kumbe elwezidakamizwa ukuthi ungavele uzame umzimba ulakho ukwamukela into edakayo njengeyinye yinto efuse ibe khona emzimbeni. So abantwana sesibathola besiyafika ama-15 years, besiyafika ama-17 years bevele sebengabantu abezidakamizwa. So ke nxa sebenjeyana uthola umuntu esesize emapholiseni, amapholisa ngomthetho kufuze ukuthi abophe umuntu. But umuntu usizabisa umntwana ukuthi azebotshwa kathesi ngoba yena ehlulekile ukumgcina kuhle ngkhaya. So thina besiqwayisa uZulu ukuthi akasikhangelisiseni abantwana lapha abahamba khona ngoba sisivuma thina ukuthi indawo yethu kungabe kusemathown, kungabe kusemakhaya khona beZimbabwe sebehlangana lotshwala, sebehlangana lento ezidakayo lula. So kabaphiwe imfundiso esingayibiza ngesikhiwa sithi i-drug resistance education. Ukwenzela ukuthi uma behlangane lakho kungabe thusi kumbeni bangawuqabu bebevele sebezilungiselela ukuhlangana lakho bayenze esingathi yi-choice kumbe bakhethe bona impilo engcono. Sesivele sesibhizi ngokuzama ukuthi sikhulisele uZulu onke abantwana ngokuthi thina kuthiwe umunye wabekekethisile ngikhaya ngale uyanika imali kahlali labantwana phansi ngala sikhathi la usebuya kuphela ngokuthi usehlangane lomntwana oselama-drugs kathesi usefuna ukuthi ngake uyahle kuphele khonapho. Unanzelela ukuthi phela lwana osedaka kwakhe kumbamba ingqondo kwambamba umzimba. So kuzathatha isikhathi sokufuna labana abayelaphisayo esingathi i-rehabilitation yesilungu. So ke nxa kungasenzanga ngaleyo ndlela kusala kuyinkinga. Sisithi uZulu kavuka azinika amaphapha layo ukuthi kuphume njani.
Nangu Assistant Inspector Mkwananzi, he was speaking at one of the anti-drugs campaigns in Harare. That video was provided courtesy of our stringer reporter, Mavis Gama. Ngiyabonga sisima Mavis. Now, let's head over to our guest tonight. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, we have our first guest joining us, umnumzana uJacob Shamuyarira of Consolidated Africa Services. Va Shamuyarira, mapinda mjirongwa, magadi enyumda.
Mushumunofare, mkuma.
Aywa, ma one. Nyayiru mgango murgu inzwa kamkuma.
Ndainzwa ndasito kufollowa insanda pinda yanye yacho ina kumira zvakanaka.
Emoji ina
solution aripo zvao.
Ngatitange ipanyaye kuti nyaya iyi ngatitange ino tokumbira kuti mutange muchitudza maondere enyu pamusoro penyaya yacho. Vechidiki vakawanda vari kuchema chema vachiti aiwa sezvo munyika musina mabasa isu we don't have anything better to do nenguva yedu saka takuwanawo kuti chi tikatanga kuputa zvinodhakwa uyezve kunwa zvinodhakwa we find it as a stress management option that is better than anything else. So imoti nazvo izvozvo.
Unozanya dzema drugs ka especially padzinozotanga kusvika pa level ye addiction. Sakaita sana doro nema drugs akasiyana siyana. Zvinonetsa kunyatsotsanangura kunyatsonzwisisa kuti zvinombonyatsotangira papi kuti zvinokonzerwa nei. Nokuti kazhinji ana akazonyatsotarisisa kumashure shure kwadzinobvira ka. Mamwe ma tendencies o ma behavior dzacho anenge arimo kubvira munhu achiri mudiki diki. Zvimwe zvinhu zvinotanga kunetsa munhu ka zvinoona zvichibvira maybe for as early as 4-5 years asi zvinoramba zvichizongokura ainazvo and dzongova anhu anotadza kumaneja macircumstances anenge ari muupenyu hwavo vozotanga kusangana nezvinhu zvakadaro saka zvinoita madrugs nedoro aya zvinongocreata yatinoti an alternative reality to zvazviri zvokuti tinonga ngoona zvinhu zviri different. So hongu economy haina kumira zvakanaka asi kuti titi economy ndiyo yega chikonzero zvinenge taakukanganisa otherwise ka dei zvaidaro kuma first world countries ungadai kusina problem yemadrugs kune maeconomy akamirawo pari nani asi even kune nyika dzinoupfumi hwakadarika hwedu maproblemu anoramba achiriko saka hadzisi nyaya dzoupfumi chete zvinhu zvinenge zvakasiyana siyana zvida kuongororwa case by case.
Now Jacob, mirani tangenda kubata muromo ipapo. Based on that argument, of course we know in first world nations, even kunoku ku America, a lot of young people face that issue of addiction. However, can you argue against the fact that when situations are very stressful, a lot of young people find it as the best way to escape? Like you said, it creates an alternative reality whereby they feel more welcome, they feel more productive, they don't have to stress about the fact kuti pane vango that we've spoken to who haven't had a job since they've graduated. Some of these people graduated all the way back in 2012, it's 2019, they still don't have a job. They're probably in, you can only imagine the stress that they have to go through on a day-to-day basis.
Stress iriko asindofunga chida kukurudzirwa vanhu kuti vawane ma coping mechanism ekudila ne stress okudila ne masikamu avo singasanganise kushandisa zvinodaro nekuti ukadaro kati nguva cycle yacho mafambira inoita haipere zvakanaka kazhinji either unopedzisira une mahealth problems kana kuti unotanga kupinda munyaya dzema criminal behavior especially munyaya dzekuti ukwanise kufinansa behavior yako iyoyo kana kutofa chaiko saka the moment you have a situation that you cannot deal with and then you resort to dealing it using drugs and alcohol, you're only setting yourself on a path that is three distinct and definite destinations, jails, hospitals, and death. So the problem you are going to manage is And it, the good one, Abasa, or graduate of 2010, or Katanga put up Banjaga and our Bronco. Upon a company, Jacob Fone Regit, hey, Manguro Amaita Bronco, Koma, we are with a manager Kuno. And it, as I scoot or solve. Irgokupa ka relief kaya and kazhinji kari short lived because vazhinji vataona isusu nemuzvimwe zvatinomboita vamwe maprogram atinoita tinotoona vakutova vega vachitoti aumana ndakatanga zvine zvichiti ndirikutamba but ndakuda kutobatsirwawo kumira and the process yacho inoremera vakawanda kumira tinoona vanhu vachikundikana chaizvo.
Alright, mukoma Jacob, mira indikubatei muromo nditange ndatora muteereri then ndikudzoka kwamuri in 2 seconds, handisi?
Hello.
All right. Ngiyamuzwa nangu mnumzana uJacob Shamuyarira ukho nehlelweni lamhlanje, is one of my guests. Uyachasisa ukuthi ngombono wakhe ukuthatha izidakamizwa akusizi lutho, uthi ngombono wakhe izidakamizwa create what they call ngesikhiwa an alternate reality, ukuthi wena uyakhohlwa lokho okubhekane lakho kodwa uthi akusizi lutho. Lina lithini ngalokho? Wothi ngithatha umlaleli Ariparu nari apho ndiyani?
Mkoma Richard mpupana ndiri kubotswana.
Mkoma Richard mnotaura chitswana here?
Nditaura.
Ndada kutobuwa kaTswana. Mapinda muchirongwa papa chitudzaiwo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi.
Ini ndinoona kuti wezera rechidiki kunwaka uri kuita bhongo zvakashata asi zviri kunyanya kukonzereswa nekushaya zvekuita. Wazi ukatarisa maindastri acho akavhara ukada kuti utengese mutaundi uri kudhingirirwa
saka unozopedzisira vani munhu ane stress angoti bhita ndine bhurongo zvangu ndigare ndakazvinyararira pane kutsvaga zvakawanda wanda. Dai hurumende yayo dzakuvhura maindastry yayapa vanotengesa pekutengesera pakanaka pakarongeka. Ndinoona vazhinji vachiregedza nekuda kwekuti anenge aine zvekuita zvakawanda. Taimu yanoda kufamba tomhuri kubva muHarare kuenda kubva mutaundi muhara mutaundi kuenda kumbari kunotsvaga pane bhurongo anoishaya because anenge aine zvekuita. Ndo chichemo chatinochema nacho.
Aiwa mukoma Richard, ndakunzwa zvakanaka, ndinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo.
Ndinotenda.
Mukoma Jacob, vanzwa kamukoma Richard vachinyatsoziya nyaya vachiti aiwa nemaundiro avo pane zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana that are causing it. I see the biggest issue ndeyekuti vanhu vechidiki have nothing to do with their towns. Iwo he then went forward to and gave a suggestion vachiti it's very important kuti maindustries kuZimbabwe should be revived. So that vanhu vechidiki vawane zvinhu zvekuita. Hanzi kana une nguva yekunotsvaga zvidhakwa yekunotsvaga zvinhu zvinodhaka, you won't have the time nekuti unenge uchiita basa rako. Imi munoti nemaondero emuteereri wedu.
Ndinotsigira zvavataura kuti maindastry ngaavhure. Kuvhurwa kwemaindastry kwavatongonako hapawo tisati tatongotanga kuongorora nyaya dze problem ye drug and alcohol abuse. Kwangu na gro economy, nokuti economy ya Zimbabwe munhu wese ari kuda kuti economy ifambe zvakanaka.
Of course.
Asi maonero angu andinoita inini hongu kushayikwa kwemabasa kuno contributa zvakanyanyisa kunyaya yekuti vanhu vatange ma problem iwaya. Asi kurudzira andinoda kuti vanhu tinge tichipa ndekuti tinzwisise kuti nyaya yematambudziko aya inofamba sei because sezvandamboreva nguva unowana vanhu anotoenda kumabasa vatone mabasa anopa mari yepamusorosoro. Asi you find vanhu ivavo vaakungopinda futi musame trap yekuti vane maproblem ealcohol and drug abuse. Saka tiri kuda chikuru chandiroda kungotaura ndechekuti vanhu tikaona kuti mastresses nemapressures atinosangana nawo mukurarama haadi kusolvwa nemachemicals akaita sana doro nana bronko nembanje nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Panopaurenge pane mastructures ekuti vanhu tichokwanisa kugadzirisa maproblems atinofesa. Unemployment iproblem yakazvimiriro yega. Vamwe vanokwanisa kuda kuisolva nekushandisa zvinodhaka. Kuna vamwe vanhu anoshandisa sezvamona zvakaitika kuti kana paita loss of a loved one kana grief mumwe munhu chero ane basa rakanaka chero achikwanisa kuwana mari akatadza kutambira situation iyoyo muupenyu hwake inokwanisa zvakare kumutungamirira kumadrugs. Mukaona kana panongoita kana dzinguva maheartbreak kuti relationship yabreakwa. In fact marelationship ese zvawo paanobreakeka it is very difficult for mumwe munhu ari kuda kuramba achii continue ari murelationship whether kudzingwa basa whether kuti kurambwa nemudiwa wako kwakuti kufirwa nehama kana kumuzwa kune imwe nzvimbo nyowana dzenguva zvese izvozvo zvinokwanisa kukonzera maemotional problems kune munhu zvokuti haanzwisisi kuti anoreacta sei. And panongotanga kawindo kakadaro vanhu vanhu ndo panokwanisa kutora mukana wokushandisa zvinodhaka. So mataura kuti muyouth ashaya basa agraduata apasa zvakanyanyisa awana mafrustrations ekurarama akachibva angoita that window yekutanga kupinda mugame remadrugs iroro dzimwe nguva hazvibude zvakanaka kazhinji kacho. Saka tandinoda kukurudzira kuti vanhu tikwanise kuwana macoping mechanisms ekuti machallenges atinosangana nawo muupenyu tikwanise kumahandla
so
tisinga zvikwadze in the process.
Perfect explained apo. Munumzana Jacob, can you explain to us, you've touched on several different facets as to what leads to youths taking drugs, and it seems as though it's all covered under the umbrella of stress management. You know, one of the things that leads to it is it could be heartbreak, could be anything that causes anxiety or stress, and people find it as a route to lead you to that alternate reality whereby you're not in that circumstance that's stressing you out. Now, I know that you deal with a lot of young people, and the issue of drug abuse is one of the issues that you tackle with the organization. So can you tell us a little further as to what exactly you guys do to help these youths that are currently facing drug abuse?
Okay, so let me just give you an overview of who we are. Consolidated Africa Services is a business. It's a company that is involved in investment management and investment advisory services. But a part of our philanthropic arm, we have realized, we have noticed that there is a massive problem in the country where a lot of talent is coming to waste due to issues to do with mental health to start with. That's maybe that lack of endurance or the human pressures that life has put before. And then what we have seen that what we have seen as a company is there is an economic connection,
of course,
to poor mental health within a country or within a system, leading to poor performance in business and everything else. So we can say some of the challenges that we face as a country come from poor decision making, and so issues that involve alcohol and drug abuse, that is poor decision making in a way. Yes, there is a medical explanation to it, but when someone makes a conscious decision to consume something that damages their thinking, their emotions, and their actions, it is a poor decision. So what we are doing is we've come up with a program that is looking at speaking to young people within the communities, just raising awareness on the problems that come out of alcohol and substance abuse.
Okay, Mkoma Jacob.
Yes.
Okay, Enrembere.
Okay. So I'm saying part of our programs are all about visiting communities. So one of the videos that you showed, the parish in Marlborough, they hosted us at one of our first awareness campaigns.
Okay.
So the idea is we brought in organizations that are active in the recovery space. We brought in those organizations. We got testimonies from people in the, within the society who've had first-hand experience.
So, Mkoma Jacob, so I'm reading some of the comments that we have on our Facebook pages as we broadcast live. We have three different Facebook pages. There is someone who seems to agree with what you're saying. He's saying, Kuti, let me actually read exactly what he says. His name is, let's see. Okay, Mthandeni Mqondisi Tshibale. He says lokho ukubhema lokudakwa akungenelani lokuswelakala kwemsebenzi. Essentially what he's saying is that the whole thing that people are saying of, you know what, I smoke, I drink, for the mere fact that there's no jobs in the country, he doesn't agree with that sentiment. Are you in collaboration with him?
Totally.
It
is not because you're unemployed that you should drink or smoke. It is, that is the wrong reaction to handling your situation. Look, there are so many unemployed people in the country, and you do not have an addict for every unemployed person.
Yeah,
other people are dealing with their unemployment in a different way. Some have set up businesses, some have gone back to school, some have started their own projects that can help them, that can keep them busy. Then there are others who have either, you see, all of us when we are born clean. No one is born directly exposed to drugs and alcohol. Maybe they are in very rare circumstances. But we all start on the journey to life without the use and dependence on drugs and alcohol. Then we get to a stage of experimentation. So perhaps you see your friend at school, you join maybe a wrong gang, and you find yourself exposed to substances. And then there is a time when all reason stops, because you should be able to stop at some point. But, you know, what I'm doing is not right, it is wrong. But some people get carried away. Or you, maybe you know the story of the boiling frog, how to boil a frog.
Yeah.
it's pretty much the same. Kalonji boila frog, for those who haven't heard that that allegory, you put a frog in water, even yagadzima, but you slowly heat it. Frog, you know, ramba ichinakirwa neither rising temperature without realizing
that it's getting hot.
It just hit up a boiling point, mm-hmm. and it will die.
Okay.
So it's pretty much the same thing with drugs. We experiment. And then I also went through a personal experience with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to a point where I looked at my life and some of the decisions I was making, and then I made the decision to stop. Because now or not, you know what, I'm now being led down the wrong path.
Okay. Mira in the Mromo, Ditoromo, guess what Naya Arctopin and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, and it's right, so singahambe kugesto wethu owesibili wathi ngihambe emakhasini ethu uthinzi wokuthiwona ukuthi imi maonrenyu pamusoro penyaya yethu kukhulukana nasi ndiyaphi kukhasi lethu le-VOA ndebele kulo balance moyo moyo uthi siyabonga balance yakwamukela kuhlelo ubalance uphinde wathi vele bazothini shuwa ngoba umsebenzi awukho seems as though he's resorting to what a lot of other young people are saying kuthi ayiwa sezo umnyika msina mabasa what exactly do you expect the youth to do. Umthandeni uthi linjani siyaphila wena umthandeni wena unjani siyabonga ngombono wakho umthandeni uphinde wathi lokhu okokubhema lokudakwa akungenelani lokuselakala komsebenzi thi no azipindirani anzi 1 and 2 doesn't make anzi 1 and 1 don't make 11 it makes 2 anzi azipindirani zwiri 2 usola Wesley uphinde wathi abantwana abanye kutse yikonakala nje ngiyazi omunye umfana ophuma emndenini omi kahle kodwa akashiyani lesidakamizwa uthi I some youths are just doing it for the fun Mkoma Jacob said kuthi some youths just do it simply je out of experimentation. He Sola says that he knows some youths who come from well off families who go on and still experiment with drugs. Uvusi Mpofu uthi budi Mike ushona njani siyabonga umsakazo imisebenzi kayivulwe please i 100 days ayikadluli yini. Mpofu siyakwamukela kuhlelo siyabonga ngombono wakho asambeni kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7 2021 kuthi chiko kulo Alfred Mwenye ayisa number yakhe mkoma Alfred nomgamchira mchirongwa Moses Nduna hanzi zwekuthi lack of employment handizwo because ku South Africa drug abuse is even worse and in universities imnoti nemaundre amkoma Moses kukhasi lethu le VOA Shona siyabonga tinotenda zvikuru varikufamba nesu varikufamba nebhora Richard Mfupi vambopinda muchirongwa vamfupi mane hanzi nani Nicodemus mane rakanaka watching from DRC koma zviri kufamba sei ku DRC kwa muri koko kodwa hay zvulokandaba wotsi ngithathe u guest wami owesibili lamhlanje kuhlelo kuhlelo silomnumzana uVictor. UVictor is one of he's a musician and of course he also has experience labantu abasakhulayo in terms of helping abantu abasakhulayo. UVictor kunonga va kunonga mapinda mchirongwa makadenyu baba
chipo makadini
ai wathi ipo siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi ngiyabonga lami.
So udabo lukhona egudwini baba lamhlanje ayi lukhanya ngani abantu abasakhulayo abaningi bakhala ngakho bathi eZimbabwe akulamisebenzi ngike ngakhuluma lomnumzana uJacob Shamuyarira and he says ayiwa ngiyaye ukuthi akunamabasa mnyika it doesn't add up, it doesn't necessarily mean that because you're unemployed you should resort to drugs and the young people are using drugs as a stress management but however when you say stress management it doesn't necessarily just mean lack of employment, however it could be stress with regards to heartbreak, it could be stress with regards to anything. I know that you also run a couple of campaigns that are targeted towards helping young people who are facing drug abuse, but I want to know what is your take on everything with regards to young people resorting to drugs as a source of stress management.
Yeah, sure, there's a whole lot of factors that influence our youngsters to take drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely agree with Jacob that it's not just about employment, but it does play a big factor as well, that our young generations, especially here in Zimbabwe, our youngsters are frustrated a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And at times, they resist to drugs to make do with what happens during the day.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of big youngsters in our community, and in as much as it's a choice that one takes drugs, there's a whole lot of peer pressure as well. And I've often said that besides the pressure, even the community, and especially beginning in the home,
mm-hmm.
This is where the frustrations all begin at times, because we still regard unemployment as absolute failure
mm-hmm.
By a child.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we frustrate them so much
mm-hmm.
out of the house. So they do go and spend the day elsewhere
mm-hmm.
where they find solace and comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is they engage in, the peer pressure bit comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think of this youngster out there and just the thought of him coming back home can be very troubling. Half the time, Wadzoka Kumba, and we're accusing you of all sorts, and we're calling you a lazy, we're wondering why. You know, we say a whole lot of negative things to our youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, that's one of the things. Some of it is by choice.
Mm-hmm.
And by choice, we have seen a trend in these youngsters you abusing substance from as early as 7 or Form 1 in school.
Mnumzana Fika, wothi ngikubambe umlomo kancane ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you angithi.
All right, thank you.
All right, izulukandaba nangu umnumzana uVictor Kunonga is a prominent musician ngale Zimbabwe. Yena la is also running drug awareness campaigns e Zimbabwe. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi silo umlaleli thine emthere repachirongwa. Khola umlaleli maphinda mchirongwa chelu cheve chidiki makadenyu.
Tinofara makadi kumukomahove.
Aiwa tinofara. Ari paro nari apo ndiani?
Nokutaraona talent kanye from Kwekwe.
Ye, mkoma talent kurisa iko Kwekwe.
Ha, Kwekwe ndizozo.
Mhm. Muri kunzwa nyaya yaka iri mugango. Vechidiki vari kuchema vari kuti aiwa. Nyaya tapedzwa. Tiri kuparadzwa nekuti taakunwa zvinodhakwa. Nekuti hanza aiwa munyika vamwe vari kuti hamuna mabasa. Magesi angu aya ari kuti aiwa handizvo kwete kuti hazvisizvo kuti hamuna mabasa. Asi chi inyaya yekuti makatarisana nestress muupenyu. Imunoti inazvo izvozvo.
Ini ndine maonero ndinotsigirana nazvo izvozvo ende ndigopawo mamwe maonero angu.
Mm-hmm.
Asi chekutanga chandoda kutanga kupa kupindira panyaya yekuti mabasa.
Mm-hmm.
Nyaya yemabasa iri kucontributa to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Nekuti tikuswera takagara pamabridge hatina zvekuita. Vamwe vana vanozodzidza zvekubhema nezvekusuta kudarikidza nekuona vamwe vachisuta nekubhema.
Mm-hmm.
Ndigozodzokazve panyaya yemadrugs. Nyaya yemadrugs ichaaffecta ramangwana redu pakuti makambani acho akavhugwa tichafeila mamedical tests nekuda kwekuti tichatanga taita mamedical tests toonekwa kuti tiri kushandisa zvinodhaka mangwana redu ratokanganisika. Saka dai hurumende yaona iro roi yekutanga sekutanga kugadzira mabasa ndeyekutsvaga masources nemasupply anokonzera madrugs munyika toona kuti tosolva sei first. Ndopa kutanga kuda kuona masources emadrugs acho. Ndinotenda hangu, ndo maonero angu.
Aiwa, mkoma talent, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Nemo vati zvakanaka.
Mudzoke okay, next week. Si kubekele pambili ngodaba olukhona egudwini kuhlelo namhlanje ngilo mnumzana uVictor Kunonga. Yena he's a musician, a prominent musician ngale Zimbabwe. He's also running like umkankaso wakhe which is targeted towards raising awareness towards abantu abasakhulayo abathatha izidakamizwa. Victor usakhona ecingweni? Right, Victor Uyamuzi, umlaleli uthi ingombono wakhe, it seems as though it keeps narrowing back down in a circular thing, and it comes back down to udaba lolu lokutholakala kwemsebenzi, lokuswelakala kwemsebenzi elizweni. Yena uTalent uthi ubona ngani uqhakathekile ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo they find a source of employment or find a source of something to do ngesikhathi sabo, eningi labo it seems to narrow down to employment. When how do you perceive their opinions?
Yeah, liqiniso, like he said, with part of it, it's one of the other things. Like I said, ngiqalisa ukuthi abantu ba frustrated ngoba umntwana evele esikolo uza kwenzani nxa kungela msebenzi, and we tend to talk of creating employment. Not everyone has the capacity to create employment.
That is correct.
You know, we can't all be bosses. We've got to have a workforce. If you are a boss, you've got to have someone who works for you. So it's only a few who manage to create their own employment. But like I was saying, would we take a scenario engine? Would we engine? I mean, I'm going to put
so
I'm not frustrating my child to go out into the streets by not being accommodative. But then again, accommodative is there's a thin line to it. Abanye vele ngabantwana abangezwayo, you know, abazwa. Like I'm saying, from primary, some of these kids are engaging this. Engaged in this from primary level, but then it's also what they're exposed to. Of course, these drugs, like never before, are more visible and they are more available.
So, Victor, let's get to the heart of the issue. When, as someone who has these, who's going around Zimbabwe doing these drug awareness campaigns. What needs to be done ukuthi sisize laba abantu abasakhulayo ababhekana nelohlupho lolu lokuthatha izidakamizo?
Yeah, awareness is a good thing. Because before people have been silent on this on these issues. I think the more we start talking about them and the more we highlight these drug issues, the more communities start paying attention. And slowly, like we did with HIV and AIDS, people would respond. It may take time, but we will begin to look after our own. So the intensity of these campaigns has to increase for those affected, because we are all affected somehow by this drug issue. So the more we do our campaigns, the more people get to hear us, and the more cautious people become.
So ngombono wakho uthi it's about exposure. Ngithi so ngombono wakho uthi it's about exposure.
Absolutely. When we start talking about these issues, because before there wasn't, I mean, I'm not saying there wasn't, but with the intensity at which people communicated around the issue of drugs was a little bit on the underside. And with a little more intensity and with a bit more government support, we should be able to, you know, reduce. We can't completely eradicate it, but try and reduce cases of people affected by the drugs.
All right, Victor, what's in your mind? Let me take my third guest, and then that will be it for all my guests. Lamhlanje, abalaleli ngenani kuhlelo. Kuhlelo silo mnumzana uMthandazo Ndlovu of Richer Bytes Trust. Ndlovini, unjani?
Ngiyaphila njani wapho?
Hayi, siphilile, siphilile. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo, baba.
Thank
you. Nantu dabo lukhona egudwini. Abantu abasakhulayo bayakhala bathi hayi, thina sesikhathele, we are stressed elizweni ngenxa yokuthi they feel as though there's no way out. In a gulabanya abakhalayo besithi akula misebenzi, gulabanya abakhalayo besithi abala imali, so they don't know what to do. So eningi labo seem to be resorting to drugs as a way of creating an alternative reality. Ngiyazi vele ukuthi wena you are a rehabilitation specialist, so I'm sure you've seen that case come time and time and time again. However, how do you go about helping these young people?
For starters, I'll agree with you that we really have an issue in terms of drug and substance abuse
mm-hmm.
as a nation for Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And one gap that has been there is, as a nation, we failed to have foresightability
mm-hmm.
that at one time we could be having such an epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, Zimbabwe, as it stands, it doesn't have what we call a proper rehabilitation space.
Mm-hmm.
One, it doesn't even have the norms and the conditions of setting up a rehabilitation center. Two,
mm-hmm.
thirdly, it's using the psychiatric methodology of envy.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody has a drug problem, that person is deemed to be having a mental issue,
mm-hmm.
and as such is taken to a mental hospital.
That's actually a very important point that you raised, because early on I referred to a documentary that was recently broadcasted by Vice, which is an American news outlet based in New York. And in that documentary, they interviewed a gentleman named Mr. Nyamkapa. And Mr. Nyamkapa actually highlighted ukuthi eZimbabwe eneng labasa kulayo, those that are put in these circumstances, are taken, like you said, to these wards, whereby they go through these programs whereby they're cleansed, but they're not necessarily helped. So you're cleansed, but you're going back to the same environment that put you in the circumstance in the first place, which means you're bound to fall back into the same trap.
Exactly.
Okay, let's continue with this. So now that you've mentioned ukuthi wena ubona ngani there's no proper rehabilitation space elizweni, what needs to be done for that to be created? Is it about government taking initiative? Is it about abantu emphakathini taking initiative, taking it into their own hands to create these spaces? What needs to be done?
I for one, I take that every citizen becomes a government.
Mm-hmm.
So the involvement of handling this issue will actually take that every person that has got a life in them says, I want to be in this. You know, you'll find that the drug dealer becomes your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And is your child that is then caught within the web,
mm-hmm.
either as a user or as a dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then we've got them to the issue that in the absence of help, it actually creates what we call an addiction cycle. Because that person is simply saying, if I don't have my stuff in me, I do not feel like I am alive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you know, there's what we call the withdrawals when it comes to the issue of drug and substance abuse. So if those withdrawals are not helped, because withdrawals, they are psychological, they are physical, they are also emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So they need a proper handling along those lines to actually cut off dependency on the substance. So without that, then it then becomes the issue that today is the drug dealer becomes a friend to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone has been doused into it. It's simply saying, if I don't have this, I'm having a headache. Mm-hmm. I'm having cramps. I'm getting confused. So if I get this, I think I feel okay. So these youth are not going into it because they want it. But they want to come out, but there's no help that helps them to come out. And when withdrawal struck, it's only the drug dealer that extends his hand with another substance. It is, just take this, you're going to be fine. So mm-hmm. we really need a community and a nation that will look into this and say, what center can we put in place here to handle such?
Okay, Ndlovini, wathi ngikubambe kancane ngicela ukuthi ume kancane ecingweni, and then I'll come back to you in a second. Ufuna uhamba emakhasini ethu amathathu sibone ukuthi abantu bathina. Ngithi ba. Right, so asambeni emakhasini ethu amathathu ku page Red VOA Shona 2 vanhu ari kuti chi. Pane comment yanyorwa na Gogo vana ta. Comment yoyo Gogo atiifarira tikurudzire kunyombana pa page Red VOA Shona tikurudzire zvinhu zvakadaro. Ndikuzva hangu kuti manga muchikomenta pane video ya muzvare Linda Masarira tikurudzire izvozvo. Boss Jayaguru ari kuti watching from Botswana. Dumelang Boss Okai, how is Botswana? Chipo ari kuti watching from Gaborone. Dumelang Chipo. Capson Magaya Aruchi watching from Lusaka, Zambia. Eslon is watching from Cape Town, South Africa. Khoemora, Khoenota. Eslon, Chipo Aruchi, Ichokwadi Chataura Jacob, because, Zinota, Inyaya Yokushaya Basa, Sandizo Kungoshaya Fungwa Chete. Famba Nero, special shout out to Mnumzana. Famba Nero, Vashia Chirongwa, Waganyaso, Shia Tinotenda, Kurne Mabasayu. Varuchi, Mkoma Mike, how are you? Brother Famba Nero here, thanking you for your service. Thank you so much for your service, Mkoma Famba Nero. DJ Max, Aruchi, watching from Cape Town, Kukapa Uko. Last night is watching from South Africa. Boas vapinda vati, but even munyika hanzi dzakafuma inguwa ya vechidiki nao vanotora zvinodhakwa. We have our last caller ehlelweni lamhlanje kuhlelo isikhathi 2:55 lapha eMelika 8:55 eZimbabwe asithatha umlaleli. Kola mteri mapinda mchirongwa makadenyi.
Ndizinda makale imkoma
hove. Maiwa tiri kufara ari parunhare apo ndiani. Eva Hamandishe muri ku South Africa ndis. Aha, kugoli egoli kujoza uko. Mukoma mapinda muchirongwa nguva ndiyo yadyikana nasaka tokumbira kuti mukurumidze nemaonero enyu asi pindai muchirongwa mutudzewo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatirikurukura nasi.
Ndinotenda vechiki wava kutora zvinodhaka nenyaya yekuti mabasa nezvekuita kumusha zvava kunetsa hazvichawanikika pachikoro. Saka nenyaya iyoyo yekuti mabasa haako, mari hapana futi. Saka hakuna zvimwe zvanhu zvavangaita kunze kwekungoteva zvete nekunwa zvinodhaka kutirawo havo kuti vadzika nechipfungwa ndozvavangaita asi zvakadaro hazvo chimwe chokuti vangaita kuti izvo zvinhu vasawana vachipinda matambiro akasaya hapana zvekuzvisa kunze kwekuti gavhenmendi yatoita kuti munyika muwe nemabasa kuti kamunyika kana tinyagadzikana mabasa asimo izvo handionosvipira kune zvichangoramba zviriko ende zvichibva zvakuraya samangwana rerizuuhedu saka ndo nyaya yamavonero andinoita kuti zvinhu izvo zvingagadzirwa sei vechidikivavo zvokuita kuti vasapinza nguva refu zvavaita.
Alright, mukoma Hamandishe vari kujoza uko kuSouth Africa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Isikhathi aiwa nemiwo Zulukandaba sokusele 4 minutes wothi nginikeze amagesi amabili akhona ehlelweni kula magesi amathathu kodwa umthandazo ukuye wangena wothi sikhulume lo mnumzana uJacob sinikeze njalo uVictor is their last words bese sihamba kumthandazo bese sigqiba uhlelo mkoma Jacob muchiri popa runare lapha mkoma Jacob.
Hello, ndiripo.
Ehe, nguva ndiyo yatotiza, andiri munoziva when things are exciting, nguva iyi inoita jealous. Asi ndichakutsvagai tine chimwe chirongwa tichati takupinzai. Saka pindai muchirongwa tokupai 1 minute tobva taenda kuna mukoma Victor, toendawo kuna mutandazo.
Okay, so let me say it in English, just to widen the reach. So, this is a problem for every family, every household, every community, and every country. And it's an issue of government. Victor, we need to raise the awareness. And then one vaziva kuti zvakamira sei, then we take approach ya mukoma mutandazo, where we now come up with rehabilitation solutions. So some of the interventions that I've seen working that are being used in Zimbabwe, and I'm happy to say have been replicated in many other countries in the world, is the Friendship Bench, which was started by Professor Dickson Chibanda, a renowned psychiatrist in the country.
Okay.
So what he has done.
Mkoma Jacob, ngatite iso. I'm going to call you as soon as patopedza pana pane chimwe chirongwa chatinacho. Let me go to Mnumzana Victor and then I will come back to you to endera mberi nehurukuro iyi pane chimwe chirongwa chatinacho chevechidiki handisi.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Mnumzana Victor, usa connect imweni. Mbona ngani u Victor akaseko? Mthandazo usa connect imweni. Mthandazo
Hello.
Right. Usa connecting when good. Okay. Mnumzana, so sele vele 30 seconds. So ngicela ukuthi ugqibe uhlelo ukhuluma labalaleli ubatshele umbono wakho ngodaba lokho nekodweni. Limzwi wena uke wathinta udaba lokuthi you feel as though we need to create a rehabilitation space for abantu abasakhulayo ababhekane lohlupho lolu. Could you continue and explain more?
Yes. These kids, they have a need, and the need is to be helped.
Mm-hmm.
Much as we shout out the information of the dangers of drugs, they actually know them. And now the thing is, the Kambalavanto and Asurekatu and Apansenyao, Avanyatela, and now it's Lamatuku. So, now we need to make sure that there is a place for them to have those Matutuvas removed so that they survive. In that way, we can then have a drug free, healthy, and productive society. So let's have a place for Avantulava, and we are going to be able to handle everything that surrounds the drug and substance abuse.
All right, is Kati. So says Penny, let's speak in a mapet and no shello. Tandas on Lofu Yabonga, Mkoma Jacob, Tinotenda Zukuru, Victor Kunonga, Dinotenda Zukuru, Charles Nyonuga as Amungena go to Agasa Tolangi Tuba, Balaleli, Pinam Chirongo, Tinotenda Zukuru, Chirongo, the connection we name him Saigua, Mike Hove, Tashkok Magumo. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.